2. Gothic Civic Buildings. We are standing in front of the Borolj Palace, the building that houses the tourism office and the city's municipal museum collection. This building, together with the city hall on the right, make up one of Valencia's most important Gothic civic sites. Both buildings have large ashlar facades, and the three-lobed windows open up to let the sunshine into the main floor. A line of imposts marks the windowsills, and the arched access doors are located in the middle of the facades. The Borolj Palace was the residence of Don Sanz, advisor to the lieutenant of the Order of Montesa in the 17th century. Borolj inherited it after the Villanova family purchased the building. Between 1883 and 1892, it was used as a criminal court for the judicial districts of San Mateo, Albocácer, Morelia, and Vinaros. The city hall has carried out the same functions since the 15th century. The building was also known as the Cort Nova, because it substituted the city hall of the 13th to 15th centuries, known as the Cort Vella. The city hall and Borolj Palace are separated by a narrow alleyway, the only urban remnants of the Jewish community that resided in Sant Mateo from the mid-13th century until it disappeared in 1391. This alley continued southeast to the highest part of the town and intersected the other streets.